Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I'll Be On Your Zeit Forevermore. That's what trends are for. How is Dan going to fit it all in the title? Remains to be seen. That's a good one. That's a good one, man. From mostly mute Zart. And I'm Jack, that's Miles, this is What's Trending. Deb Holland. Is that how we're,
Deb Holland. Yeah. From New Mexico. Going to be the Secretary of the Interior, the first Native American to run that department. It's, pretty historic. And the chief of the EPA is going to be a black man. So, you know, and these are people with pretty decent records, from what I know of them, like in terms of like environmental justice and land use. So, like, you know, for Michael Reagan, who's going to be the EPA chief, he's from North Carolina. He's, you know, fought against like pipelines being built and like coal ash cleanup. And obviously, because, you know, environmental pollution affects people of color just, you know, disproportionately, to acknowledge that by understanding, you know, someone with a, you know, who understands that inherently and on top of it is a progressive, or from what I know to be a progressive, says a lot. And yeah, Deb Holland is also just historic, considering, you know, this is all about how we use our land and the like just sort of fire sale that's been going on. It's nice to see, but, you know, remains to be seen what happens there. But I think it's heartening. At the very least, to see that on paper.
It's like going, it's a full 180 on the, like the EPA thing. The administration prior to this was like put people in place to try and dismantle it. Like that was their whole goal, right? Was to
just to sell everything, whatever you want, or like, let's make a deal. Regulations holding you back, then whatever, just destroy there. Or, you know, let's, you want this part of a national park? Go ahead.
So I feel like his job will be the most difficult that any EPA chief has ever had.
But yeah, and these are also like the people that are going to really be be vital to the efforts to clean up our carbon emissions and just it, in general how we are treating the environment, environment of the United States. So yeah, big role.
All right, let's talk about the Lakers. They are the number one thing trending on Google Trends because they are the favorite to win the NBA title.
Do you disagree?
No, not at all.
Right. It's this team's ridiculous.
You have to show me a game where LeBron's game looks diminished by age before I stop favoring them. Like this dude is inhuman.
He's moving in reverse.
Superhuman.
He's like Tenet style, you know. Yeah. He's not aging. It's ridiculous. And then this squad right now is deep.
Yeah.
And, between Trez, Marc Gasol, Schroedy baby, we got it all. And then we also have Kuzma. We have Talon Horton Tucker, who is like becoming like a fucking like mythical character now in this preseason. It's just, and then, yes, I forgot, LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Yes.
So, wow.
Who kind of won the title for you on their own. I just, Talon Horton Tucker was not a name I had ever heard before. But I guess maybe I'll be hearing it more in the future.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, looks, we're excited. We're excited. I'm just, you know, we played the Suns last night. We won a 42-14 run. You know, it looked nice. It was just like, ooh, okay, this is when we start turning on. LeBron and AD did not look that, you know, great in the beginning, but then they were like, we're LeBron and AD. And then it all, you know, it all worked out in the end.
Well, so Reggie Miller says you guys are going to start slow, and he has been wrong about almost everything that he's ever said. So you should feel good.
Start slow, but then we'll win.
Start slow in games, but then start on a 20-game win streak.
Right, and then win.
The second, so number two is Milwaukee, which is to be expected. They had the best record last year. Haven't been able to put it together in the playoffs, but number three favorite to win the title, according to Vegas odds, are the Nets because KD and Kyrie coming back. Apparently KD has looked like his former self in the preseason. Again,
that's
preseason,
exciting.
You can't really trust anything, but that is very exciting. I would love to see that dude just make a run. Make the East relevant. That would be dope.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of those players. He's one of my favorite players who's not like a Laker. He's always just one of those. I'm just always like, I love Kevin Durant. Mm. I love his game. And it just breaks your heart, you know, when you have those kinds of injuries that just take you out for that long. And you're used to competing at such a high level.
Yeah.
But yeah, to have that come back, I'm very excited to see what that looks like. Cause I would, Lakers or not, I think it would just be very exciting to see what that team like playing at, you know, on paper, what you think it can look like.
Yeah.
Is exciting.
Yeah. Two guys who can put the basketball in the basket, Miles.
From what I can tell from up here, that's what I'm seeing. Nothing less.
Roku is trending because HBO Max is finally going to be on Roku. They cut the deal. I've been waiting for HBO Max to make it onto one of my smart TVs. It's been a whole.
You got a Roku?
I do not have a Roku. It's just like a LG smart TV.
But it's not on there, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's great news if you got a Roku.
Do you have a Roku?
You know, my heart's with you. We have one Roku TV.
Roku
But I have an Apple TV that I watch on it.
Yeah.
So I don't really use the built-in interface. I don't have that problem when I want to watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
There you go.
On HBO Max.
Snowblower is trending for obvious reasons. A lot of the country is under a whole bunch of snow.
Oh my
10 inches in Central Park.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
It was so I've completely fetishized snow. I need it. I love it. I want to be around it. I know people who live in New York whose Instagram stories were like fucking whimsical because it was just like them running through the snow covered streets, laughing, like literally frolicking in the snow. And it just made me want to be out there. I hope everybody is safe and, you know, bless you. Watch a Christmas film.
I can watch time lapse of the snow going up like just all day. It looks like one of those things you put in water, like the kids' toys that you put in water and it expands. Like
a shrinky dink?
Shrinky dink. Cool. Yeah. And finally,
have you seen what the weather forecast looks like in LA coming up?
It's just
And I'm sorry to the rest of the country, but Saturday, 73, 72. Sunday and Monday, 79.
Damn.
What the fuck? Come on, give me something, Earth. Give me a little cooling down here. Let me wear a jacket and not look foolish.
My two-year-old really thinks that it's going to snow on Christmas, and I keep being like, man, I don't know what to tell you. And he's like, no, it snows on Christmas, because he's been watching the Christmas movies and TV shows.
See?
I had to show him Die Hard just to get his head around it.
Right. You're like, I can show you where the Nakatomi Plaza isn't real, and I just want to give you that caveat before we go, but... We can go there as a consolation.
This is what happens in LA on Christmas. Yes,
exactly. Yippee-ki-yay.
Uh-huh. And finally, Tom Cruise stays trending because he stays flipping out on the set of Mission Impossible. A second flip out. I don't know that we have audio of this one, but it caused five crew members to quit. And... Shit. Yeah, people are starting to be like, yo, this dude
He's on one.
Yeah, he's on one. It must be confusing for him because his worldview is based around a spiritual philosophy where he thinks everything is like a state of mind.
Mm-hmm. And it's also all about control.
Yeah. So like a global pandemic, I don't know how he is making sense of that, but it can't be easy for him.
It sounds like he's being really chill about it. And, you know, I guess we'll continue to just seek wisdom from that guy. It's just so weird. It was funny on like TMZ or something. They're like, oh, wow, Tom Cruise isn't even following his own directions. But it's like it was him like with a person who he's going to be acting on camera with and their mask was down.
Right.
And I was sort of like, that's a stretch, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like in that instance. But yes, you know, at first I thought, oh, maybe there is something more. But you know what? You got me, clickbait. You got me.
Tomorrow's episode, we're talking to somebody from a part of the world that no longer has this problem because their government didn't completely fuck everything up.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
That's where my head's at with it is like Tom Cruise is talking about, I'm on the phone with the insurance industry and the movie studios. Every motherfucking night. And
you motherfuckers.
Thousands of jobs.
The beautiful shirt. You ruined it. Am I ever right?
Everybody should check out the video of the kid blowing up a blow
kid
stick.
Kid microwaves glow stick.
glow stick, right. But... Like the people who he's on team with and like shouting on behalf of is the insurance industry and all these people who are directly responsible for the government corruption and, you know, just insidious market forces that have caused this entire pandemic to be a complete clusterfuck. And he's yelling at people, which I feel like is a good metaphor just generally for like how a lot of, you know, just the global mind share is like, look at these idiots not wearing their masks.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, but also like leadership.
We got to pay
is...
for this crap. Right. We got to pay for you to act like that, you idiot.
Yeah.
Damn it. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to cry in my fucking mountain of money.
Yeah, this union leader for, you know, crew.
Jesus Christ?
In England. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Carpenter union leader, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But he was just saying, like, you know, these people are having a tough year, too. Like, they're film crew. Like, this has been a bad year for, especially for film crew who are, like, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And this dude is taking it out on them and on behalf of, like, the forces of capitalism. Tom Cruise can go fuck himself.
Especially with production, too, because so many shows, think of how many shows have gone to, like, remote or, like, figuring out ways to make a show work where the talent has been at their homes, but it's still like a TV show. Like, all those crew jobs are fucking gone. Like, the second you leave the studio, that's a ton of jobs that are just vanished. So, yeah, it's definitely tough. But, yeah, anyway, shout out to you, Tom, to really just letting them know. You know, I'm sure there's going to be a fucking clip of this new leak. If five people quit, someone's got the fucking receipts. So come with them.
And the reports seem to be that this latest flip out is post the other flip out leaking. So maybe it's him being like,
"Oh,
how dare you?"
Right. Oh wow. Maybe he's gonna he'll reprise his character from Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. All right, that is what's trending for this Thursday. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, wash your hands, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.